Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. Tonight is Tuesday, and we are having a special holiday show, and we are in this fifth dimensional cosmic energy. And I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host tonight. And we're talking about moving through anxiety and depression during the holidays, and how during the holidays, sometimes we can just get into that holiday blues and feeling the depression and feeling the seasonal energy frequency that sometimes can just hit us. So tonight, when you call in, if you want to ask something about that or have a prayer healing or a prayer request, I'm super available for that. And talking about, you know, some tips for anxiety and depression, never feel that you have to not reach out. There are crisis hotlines out there, such as 1-800-854-771 is a crisis hotline that you can always reach out. They're available all the time for you. And, you know, this is going to be a replay out there for you. We love this station. You know, BBS is a great station, and this is going to be a replay. 1-800-854-771 is a crisis hotline. And we're here tonight to talk about anxiety, depression moving forward. How do you combat that during this time, during, you know, global attack that we're having right now in our world, which we can't just like look away and not, you know, really open our eyes to what's going on in our world. On top of it, you know, we have our own feelings inside of us and how we want to, you know, express those. And so what do we do? What do we do? How do we handle that? Well, one thing is that we have to take care of ourselves. We have to eat well. We have to be present with understanding. We feel like maybe we feel frozen sometimes. Like, what is something good to do? Like, take vitamins. We have to get up and, like, definitely get outside, get into some nature, even if it's really cold. You know, maybe if you're in somewhere where, like, it's freezing or something like that. In the house, move around 15, 20 minutes, do something, you know, dance, something where you're moving. Get yourself going. Daily journaling, I find at night, just kind of, what was my mood today? Checking in, you know, some kind of daily journaling every day. Checking in with yourself. How did you feel? What was it like today? Getting your thoughts on paper, getting it out of your stinking thinking in the head, and reaching out. Don't stay alone. You know, you may be married. You may have a partner. You may have a friend, family, but you still want to reach out. You want to reach out to a buddy, a sister, brother. Doing something for someone else is so important right now. You want to reach out to community. You want to make sure you're getting out. You know, you're getting out there. And if you are suffering from severe depression, that is even more important that you're reaching out to community. This is really important. Also learning that when you meditate, you have your hands. Your hands have energy in them. And your hands, when you rub them together and activate them, they can calm you down. You put them over your heart, your heart chakra. You can do it right now with me. And putting your hands over your heart can relax you. And just feeling your heartbeat. And if you have an animal, like a pet, like a little kitty or a dog, putting them near you can calm you down also. So let's get into this right now. Let's go for it. We're going to say a very calming gratitude prayer. Oh God, oh Jesus, Holy Spirit, we're asking for the comfort of you right now. And whoever's listening to us get into this beautiful prayer, we truly know that you're here for us and you can show us the way. We have so much gratitude for you and our lives, and we know that you're blessing us by showing you how humble we can be and how humble of a servant that we are to you. We know that you can heal us mentally, physically, and emotionally by being your humble servant, by giving us the gratitude and the right attitude, by knowing that when we turn it all over to you, that you can heal us, by knowing that the truth is being in having a thankful heart, knowing that whatever is going on with us mentally, physically, emotionally, that we can be healed when we are humbled. We know that this has a universal effect on our world, and that God, Holy Spirit, is going to come in right at the last second and heal us and have an awakening. And we are truly in the ascension, and we can live in this trust, in this full moment of grace. Namaste. So welcome tonight to this amazing show. And we're here for you. 888-627-6008. And tonight we are really touching in on some amazing healing. We're celebrating Christmas, Hanukkah, everything. We're celebrating everything tonight. We're celebrating you. We're celebrating you that you're alive and that you're here and you're turning it over to the Holy Spirit, to God, to the omnipresent, and you're awakening and you're just you. And whether you are, you know, like me, I am not perfect by any means. And we're just here to talk about yourself and your higher consciousness and what you want to expose tonight. We want to be real. We want to be authentic and genuine. And whatever is happening to you in your life, and whoever you want to pray for or ask, just ask. Just ask and be open. And that's what we want to do tonight's show. We want to just be as real as possible tonight. And that's what we want to do. So let's see if we already have a caller on the line, and let's just get into it. Okay, Lee is on the line. Yay. Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm okay. I'm good.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're good. Do you have a question for us tonight or a prayer request?
I just would like, today is a special day, and I just wanted to see if anybody is around.
Okay. When you say that someone might be around, I do feel someone around. I feel someone that crossed over, if that's what you're insinuating, that someone from the other side is coming in.
Yes.
For me.
Yes.
Yeah, is coming in for me. This person was really connected to the omnipresent God. When I ask, is it a man or a woman? I'm getting more of a woman coming in. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And I get that she is on, you know, with the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit. And, would this be a mother or a grandmother?
Well, I don't think either my mother or my grandmother would be the presence of Jesus, but it might be a teacher.
Okay. Yeah. If this is a teacher, I feel like it's a teacher that was very, close to the Virgin Mary, because I'm getting such strong signals of the Holy Spirit. And just because
okay.
If it's your mother, if your mother did cross over, it doesn't mean that she's not sitting with the Holy Spirit, your birth mother, if she did cross. But this
okay.
teacher that you're saying, yeah, your teacher, I do feel there is a teacher around too.
Okay, great. Yeah, we're Jewish, so that's why I would tend to think that that wouldn't be happening.
Okay, well, religions have nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. I'm also Jewish. I was raised Jewish. And if you do know the Torah, we talk about the Holy Spirit.
Right. I'm with you.
Yeah. So this person, the teacher, do you want to ask the teacher a question?
I was going to ask if she's had any contact with my mother.
Yes, they are. That's what I was getting. Both of them. And they are your family and they're guiding you, with something they're trying to tell. Thank you. They're guiding you with something they're talking about, a community and you pursuing some spiritual aspiration of some sort.
Yes. Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it makes complete sense.
Okay. Yeah, they're showing me community, you being in a community and moving forward with a community of some sort.
Okay, great. I will continue. In terms of my mom's transition, how is she doing?
I keep seeing your mother. I keep seeing a lot of angels around her. They're showing me like 11s. That's like the sign of like an archangel. So I think she's doing fine. Yeah. So she's showing me that. And I think she shows up as that number for you too.
Okay, good. That's great. Thank you.
I think that's definitely what she does when she wants to be seen. I think also there's something about you having an awakening to your third eye. So I don't know if you do a lot of meditation, but they're kind of telling me when you meditate or do you meditate?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so showing me that you meditate.
Okay, great, because I teach meditation.
Thank you for calling in. Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, I'm really happy that you called in, and they're showing me a lot of good spirits around you, and next year it's going to be a very good year for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm really happy you called in. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the call.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Yes. Happy. Thanks.
So we have another caller on the line. We have Melvin to the show tonight.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I had reached out to you, a friend before Block Talk Radio closed down. A friend of mine was on there and said I need to contact you because I needed to talk to you. And my question is tonight is that I'm having some really bad health issues, but I'm managing it pretty well. I'm in need of a kidney transplant. I've been on dialysis since 2021. And also I have an irregular heartbeat. And actually, as I was speaking to you now, I have a heart monitor on. And I just want to say I need your help a healing. I need a healing blessing, and I need your personal help. And I just need to know is like, cause I want my life to go farther. I just came from a funeral for my brother. My oldest brother just passed away. We had his funeral services on Saturday. And, that's my last brother. All three of my brothers have passed away. And I'm the last one cause I'm the baby of the family, but I have six sisters, but I'm not getting no support from nobody. I got to do everything myself, but make a long story short, what do you can tell me with my health issues and improvement to extend my life?
Right. I didn't hear. Are you on dialysis right now?
Yes, ma'am. I've been on it since 2021.
2021. Okay.
Yes,
ma'am. What kind of water are you drinking right now?
Sometimes I drink the smart water and spring water.
Did they ask you to drink distilled water at all?
Distilled water? No, ma'am. They didn't tell me anything about that.
Okay. And then you have high blood pressure?
My heart is-
You have high blood pressure?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Well, my blood pressure is pretty normal now because I just was in the hospital about 2-3 weeks ago, and my blood pressure dropped down to about a 35, but I was on the wrong medication. The doctor gave me the wrong blood pressure medication, and they gave me some medication for my heart that caused my heart rate to go slow because I have atrial fibrillation. And so I've been off of those two medications, so my heart rate back down to normal, but my blood pressure is pretty much stable, even though I'm not taking any blood pressure medication right now.
So what is your main question you want to ask my team that I work with?
I want to ask, do you all see me being healed from all of my ailments?
I believe that you could have a miracle healing, but I believe there needs to be some adjustments with your diet and your water. So you could ask your doctor about the correct water you should be drinking.
Okay.
But I believe, you know, we can do a miracle healing over the phone, you know, over the airlines here. But I do believe there needs to be some adjustments with your diet, my guides are saying. So the thing is about calling in the Holy Spirit and doing a healing, that is good to do because I am a miracle healer. But there needs to be you moving on and doing, you know, I'm not Jesus, I'm not God, but I am. I know people have known and heard of me being a messenger of the Holy Ghost, and I have been successful at that, but you do need to do some adjustments, they're telling me, with your diet. And you might say that might be true. And some adjustments with some living arrangements, they're telling me, need to be adjusted. And energy and praying every day. I don't know if you pray every day and meditate every day. And they're telling me, yeah. And they're telling me that some things are going to shift for you and get better. I don't know because I haven't seen you in person. If your legs are swollen, if you have edema, you know, certain things like that
No, that's the main thing about my legs and feet are not swollen. And the doctors can't understand it. But I'm on the list for a kidney transplant.
Right. Okay, so that's good. So let's do a prayer for you. But there are some things that need to be moved around, my guides are telling me, with your diet.
Like what? I don't know.
I would have to do like an hour session with you. It takes me an hour to go through all the food and vitamins and supplements and everything. Let's do a prayer, which will be really great to do for everybody listening on air. But the first thing I do get is to ask the doctor about the water that you're drinking. Okay, so let's take a deep breath. And do you receive the Holy Spirit tonight?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so let's take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. And we're going to ask God to go through your body and do a healing throughout your body. We're so grateful to be able to do a healing on Melvin tonight. And we're going to go through your organs and ask God to do this healing on you and say, I accept the healing.
I accept the healing.
And I'm breathing out any negative energy out of my body now.
And I'm breathing up any negativity out of my body now.
And then put your hand on the areas that you want to have a healing. And if that's your kidney, then put it there.
And I put it on my kidney and one on my heart.
Good. And we're going to say we are restoring your health through my thoughts and through my body right now.
We are restoring my health through my body right now.
Through my thoughts and through my body right now.
Through my thoughts and through my body right now.
Good. And say, I am in the fifth dimension.
I am in the fifth dimension.
I'm receiving the miraculous Holy Spirit through my body right now.
I am receiving the miraculous body of the
Holy Spirit
through my body right now. The Holy Spirit through my body right now.
I have no fear.
I have no fear.
I have only love.
I have only love.
Good. And then just take a deep breath and put your hand over your heart. Good. And we're going through the body and we're doing the healing all the way through. And we are going through your lungs and we're going through some other areas of your body where you've had some issues go on. And we're going to say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mother Mary of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen.
And we're going into your intestinal tract, your lower intestinal tract, where your stomach has some energy frequency there that needs to have an upgrade there, they're showing me. So let's put your hand in your lower intestinal tract.
Okay.
Right in your lower intestine area. And then repeat after me. Say, by the power of the Holy Spirit residing in me, I am releasing any negative energy out of my lower intestinal tract.
By the power that's invested in me, I'm releasing any negativity out of my intestinal tract.
And then just say, I am healed.
I am healed.
I am moving forward.
I am moving forward.
I am strong.
I am strong.
By the divine grace of God, I am healed.
By the divine grace of God, I am healed.
All illness and all negativity is out of my body.
All illness and all negativity is out of my body.
Good. And to put your hand back on your heart, and let's say the Our Father prayer. Do you know it? Do you want to say it out loud?
Our Father's prayer? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, let's say the Our Father prayer.
Our Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Lord heaven,
thy kingdom
hallowed
come.
Hallowed be thy name.
Thy will be
thy
done.
Thy kingdom come.
On earth.
Thy will be done.
As
on
it
earth.
Is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
heaven.
And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from every evil, dear God, and grant us peace on this earth. For thy is the kingdom and glory of yours and mine forever. Amen. Hashem. Dear God, Holy Spirit, we know Melvin is healed. In the name of the Holy Spirit and all the saints and angels. Amen.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Thank you
Christmas.
For calling on.
I would like to get a private session with you, please. I don't know how to contact you. I sent an email. I know you on Facebook. And I wrote that.
I don't answer emails on Facebook, but you can contact us at the Healing Trilogy.
With this name I just called in?
Yeah, at thehealingtrilogy.com. Yeah. Right on our
okay.
website.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sweetheart. God bless
okay.
you. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
And you. Yes.
So we're going to take a break right now, and then we'll be right back. So thank you so much, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD, and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And we want those miracles to happen because the guides and the Holy Spirit are with us tonight. So we have a caller on the line. Her name is Kenya. So welcome to the show. We're going to go right in right now. Here we go.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi. Hi, sweetheart. Yes, I can. Happy holiday.
Okay. Happy holiday to you. Thank you.
Definitely.
If you're able to see, I had a molar extracted about 3 weeks ago and everything's kind of fine, but I'm having a little bit of pain and I just want to make sure I don't have an infection in my gland or anything. If you could see that or anything you see in my body for healing.
Absolutely.
I'm grateful.
Absolutely. Thank you for calling in. So I will do a scan and I will see if I'm picking up anything else that happened. You know, I know the teeth situation can be very, you know, touch and go. So asking them if there's any infection right now. So let me tune into that. Take a deep breath. So is there any infection right now? And of course, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I am an intuitive and I'm pretty strong with my intuitive kit. So, any infection going on? Let me see what they say. They keep saying no. They're not picking up infection. They are saying.
That's good. That's great.
There is a sense. What did you say?
That's great. Thank you.
They are saying it's super, super sore. Are you gargling with like salt water, or are you gargling with any, or are you using a toothpaste, like no toxic toothpaste, like organic toothpaste?
Yeah, natural, but I'm very careful with that area. I'm very careful, and I was wondering if you could ask your guides if they recommend like colloidal silver. Someone mentioned that to me today.
I'm not thinking colloidal silver, but I am thinking my guides are saying there is something about you doing like Young Living essential oil. That would be more aggressive, and they have like a mouthwash that's got like a really great mouthwash by Young Living essential oil. Oh my gosh, what is the name of that?
Oh, I know who they are. I used oil a long time ago.
They have a great mouthwash.
I wonder if it's the one they had. It's like for people use this time of year for.
Yes, it is. And I can't remember the name right now, but they're telling me that's the one they want you to get. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That one. That would help speed up the healing.
That's fantastic. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's like they're showing me it and I can't say the name. Oh.
That's okay. No problem. I'll find it.
And then the other thing they're telling me, is let me just hear what they're saying. Was this situation on the left side?
Yes, on the bottom left.
Yes, that's what's showing
left.
Me left. Uh-huh. And they're also showing me, hold on a second, real quick. The essential oil is like got a cinnamon in it. It was like a something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, the mouthwash.
And clove.
And it's, really good, really good. They're showing me on the left. It's healing up, but just slow. Something about your family. Are you going to be seeing family soon?
Probably not. No, maybe my brother, but we can see each other anytime. No, we're seniors. We're seniors. Taking it easy.
Okay. Yeah. There's something they're trying to talk about you and like, I don't know if you're working right now or you were going to work or you were taking some work off, but they're talking about something about that.
I'm retired.
Okay. They're talking about you doing something with people, like not being alone.
Okay, they don't want me to be.
That's what they're talking about. Yeah, they're talking about don't be alone so much right now because they don't want you to feel lonely. Yeah, they're talking about that.
Oh, okay, but appreciate the advice. Well, you know, since if you don't mind, if you can check, I may have a situation with the upper right molar. Do they have any wisdom? Can they see another molar on the right side? Do I have to lose my tooth or? I don't want a root canal.
I'm not seeing that, but you can get that checked if you want. So, okay, we're going to let you go, but I just want to say I want you to have a really great holiday and definitely get the stuff that I spoke about. And I'll probably remember it after I'm off the line with you. But sending you lots of healing.
Thank you. Lots of love for everyone here. Okay. Happy
Hanukkah, everybody.
Too.
Yeah, this is a great show. Bye. Yes. Happy Hanukkah. Definitely. Thank you so much for coming on. So the next caller is Shirley. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Oh, gee, I don't know where to start. I talked to you about a month ago, and you had recommended that I go see a doctor for heart issues, and you were spot on. I do have an irregular heartbeat, and I have some testing scheduled to be done in the first part of January. I'll do an echocardiogram stress test and carotid artery testing too. And this week I'll be having some biopsies done on my left breast for like two lesions. And it's just, I'm trying not to buy into the fear of any of this and be positive. I loved your book. It helps me rise to the fifth dimension when you have any challenges facing you. And then spiritually, my friend Wynn is, he's in a nursing home right now, Winfrey, and he's just kind of, cognitively, he's not making any progression. I feel that he's more in the spirit realm, and I haven't spoken to him in a month, but I do feel human spirit.
I've been trying to get a hold of Wynn, and I didn't know where he was.
He's in Cottonwood, in a nursing home in Cottonwood, and everybody's having a hard time getting through to him. And Bonnie went and visited him last week to see how he was doing. And he should have
can you email me after the show so I have the number?
I will do that. Yes.
Yeah, because I was trying to get a hold of him for, about 3 weeks, and I didn't have his number. I'm so glad you called in tonight.
Oh, thank you. And I didn't.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. I didn't know what had happened to him.
He had fallen and he wasn't able to get up and,
Wynn is a good friend of mine. I'm so glad you called in and told me that.
Oh, you're welcome. And, yes, but, I feel, you know, I really miss him.
We all miss him. We all miss Wynn. This is Wynn Winfrey she's talking about. Why don't we say a prayer for Winfrey and for you right now?
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Let's everybody, is that okay that we do that?
Yeah,
we love Wynn, and we love you. We want to say a prayer for both of you right now. And then afterwards, email me the number for Cottonwood.
Okay, and through the Healing Trilogy, or? What's your email?
My website is thehealingtrilogy.com.
Okay.
And you just email me right there, and I'll get the information.
I'll do that.
Okay, so we're sending a healing prayer right now to Wynn and you right now through your body. I didn't know he had fallen and he's in a nursing home.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do a healing message for everybody that's listening right now, but we're sending one to Winfrey and we're sending one to you right now. So take a deep breath.
Thank you.
And we're asking, dear Holy Spirit, please help us to send healing to Shirley through her body. Say, I receive the healing.
I receive the healing.
And we're sending it to Wynn right now. He's a very beautiful person. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mother Mary of God, Please help us to send everlasting love and healing. Thank you, guides. Thank you, humanity. Thank you for the healing, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for sending healing to both Shirley and Wynn. Thank you for all the angels and all the guides. Come down and send a miraculous healing to them. And for them to opening up their hearts and to receive the healing. The divine loving energy, the Holy One, to come in and to be open for the healing. For the fifth dimension, the Holy Spirit to completely come in this beautiful world and combat against dark energy. And say after me, Shirley, I am love, I am light, and I'm receiving the healing.
I am love, I am light, I am receiving the healing.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Good. Sending you a lot of love and healing, and I'm really happy you called on the show tonight. And I'll keep praying for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to keep praying for you.
It was just wonderful to hear your voice. Thank you. It's so healing.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for letting me know about my friend. And we'll all keep praying for him. And then please contact me at the website.
I'll do that.
Okay. God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you. So, everybody tonight, any prayer requests that you have, you know, call in 888-627-6008. And we're sending love and healing to everybody tonight. In the world, we have a lot of friends. We have people that are having things happen. And these prayers that we're sending out, they're for all of us here. And, you know, just now I heard about my friend. I've been friends with him for a long time. And, I'm sending prayer for him and I'm sending prayer for all of you. We have another caller on the line waiting. And, let's take the next caller. Jose.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Well, I'm going to make it quick because I just want to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And
thank you, honey.
Say a prayer for me so I can get more of the Holy Spirit. I'm getting those blues right now. I just want to get the Holy Spirit in. Can you say a prayer for me, please?
Yes. Are you getting the blues? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. The blues.
You're getting
yeah.
depressed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to say that
yeah. word. Yeah, you don't want to say the word. Yeah. 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 So let's put our hand over our heart and let's ask God, the Holy Spirit. Let's just say, I'm ready and open to receive the fifth dimension frequency of love. I have peace and love, and I'm moving away from any dark energy in my life. We're asking God, the Holy Spirit, to come upon Jose and move any dark energy away from him. We're rebuking any evil away from him, away from all of us. We're asking the Holy Spirit to give us right now the love of Jesus to come through our body right now, through this time and space. We're asking God to heal Jose right now. Let's say amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Let's ask God, the Holy Spirit. Yes, to take us in. Yes, Jose, say right now, I'm in the fifth dimension.
I'm in the fifth dimension, right?
I'm staying in the fifth dimension. I'm staying in the fifth dimension. Yes.
Yeah, I love people.
I'm in the fifth dimension.
Yes. I am in the fifth dimension.
You are protected. You are safe. You are beautiful. You are amazing, Jose. You are so protected and loved. So I love you, and I'm so happy you called on the show.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye-bye, honey. Thank you for calling. All right. We have another magical caller that's on the line. His name is Mark.
Good evening.
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Can you hear
Mark?
Me?
Mark. Yeah?
I can relate. Listen, what you do is just incredible. Thank you so much for all of your the work that you do.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. The guys are blinking. They appreciate it.
You got the whole team. All right. I was just calling to see if there are any friends or family on the other side that have any kind of communication for me. And I also just visited the cardiologist today about my AFib. And I've got some tingly, numb feet things going on. And I'm not sure if that has anything to do with the AFib or maybe some slight stenosis in my lower back. Nothing that's crippling. I still am off doing everything I always do. My AFib is like completely asymptomatic, but it would be great if I could get rid of that and if the tingly feet would go away.
Yeah, I am getting the circulation that's going on in the heart is causing the tingling. So I don't know what they're planning. The doctor did plan anything for you. Yeah.
He gave me some possible medications and some possible procedures. Some of them have dramatic side effects or possibilities, but in the end, I had never heard anyone else say this. I said, okay, so if I choose one of these procedures and it works, am I good then? And he said, you will be good, but it'll come back. And I've never heard anybody say that. So it's like, what's the point of doing the procedures if it's just going to be okay for a little bit? And he basically said, this isn't causing you any issues. So the question for you to answer is, would you even feel better once you go through all these procedures that could have harmful effects? And I thought, no, I don't want to do any of that then. Never mind that. I would trust what you and your team could do more than that.
Yeah, well, for just like a mini little read, I feel like I don't know if you're doing exercise or walks every day, but starting a diet plan and maybe walking more could actually really help you get the circulation going.
Okay.
Are you doing that?
I do some exercise, and I travel in a musical group, and so we're always out on the road like 3 days,
right.
4 days a week. So I'm always on stage performing and...
Right.
So it's not like walking every day, but it's something.
Yeah. I just keep getting that you can be healed, they're telling me. I always can offer you a longer session with me if you want to do that, where I could really get into more of what's going on. But they are telling me that you can be healed. And they are telling me when you're traveling to definitely wear, you know, like the stockings when you're flying. You know, like some kind of stocking. Yeah, compression stockings. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, compression stockings. Yeah, something's going on with circulation. So definitely that needs to happen. And, you know, things like that can happen. But definitely.
Do they know what's causing this?
I don't know what the root cause would be. I'd need probably an hour to figure that out.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I would need definitely an hour. But... I definitely do see from being over the waves right now, there is definitely, they are telling me a multiple of different things that are happening. It didn't just happen overnight.
Right.
So let's do a little healing prayer for you, since you're pretty much our last caller tonight, probably. So let's put your hand where you feel you need a healing.
You have other callers.
Oh, okay. Put your hand where you feel you need a healing. Would you go over to your heart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you feel like you're under a lot of stress? Because I'm hearing something about stress.
I don't really.
Okay. Are you feeling any kind of depression going on?
No.
Okay. Maybe it's just over your health. So let's put your hand.
Of course, and I'd like to get resolved.
Let's put your hand over your heart chakra.
Yeah.
Yeah. And remind me, have you had a session with me already?
I've had two.
Oh, okay. 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 So put your hand over your heart chakra. And let's just take a deep breath and say, I'm releasing any negative energy away from my body right now.
Releasing any negative energy away from my body right now.
And from my mind. Something's going on. Yeah. So from my mind and my body that's connected to this illness or negativity that's going on, and breathe it out. Good. And take a deep breath. Good. And we're asking the energy of the Holy Spirit to come through your body and restoring your health fully, and asking the Holy Spirit and all the people listening on air to also send you loving, healing thoughts. Good. The power of the healing through your breath, through your body. And letting go of any kind of, you know, outcome. So just putting your hand back on your heart, saying, I love being in the higher dimensional frequency. I love trusting that the negative third dimension, I'm not in that anymore. I'm in the fifth dimension.
I'm in the fifth dimension.
When you put your hand over your heart, just feel the comfort there. Just feel the comfort in your heart. And just keep your hand over your heart. When you say that you're flying, you know, like my guides, I can only do what I'm born to do. They keep blinking, no, no, no. So there's something got to do with you being in the air. So we can always talk about that at another time. But something about you with elevation is not helping you out at the moment. So we can always check back. I'm not going anywhere. So thank you for calling
on. Any people from the other side that have messages for me?
I'm not, I think like your father is coming in again. I think, is that your dad that crossed over?
Yes, both my parents have crossed.
Yeah, but
and
your dad.
Your
dad is coming in right now. Your dad is the only one coming in right now, and he's just kind of saying, he's saying, I'm watching over you and the family, and he's happy that you called in tonight, which is really a surprise. So,
You mentioned that I should write, you mentioned that my dad said I should write down questions for him.
Yeah, sure. That'd be great. Yeah. Right.
Okay. All right. I'll get a hold of you session.
In a session. Yeah. Write down questions for him. You mean in a journal?
No, he was saying that he's here for me and that you seem to make a point out of saying it's important that it helps him help me if I actually write out what it is I'm confused about or want answers to.
Oh, what you're saying.
If I write
about
it out,
yeah.
You can.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely great to do. Uh-huh. Thank you for calling in the show. Yeah.
Thank you for everything
you
do, Kimberly. Happy holidays.
I am so happy you called in the show. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. All right, everybody. We are down to almost like a few minutes left for the show. So I don't know. Do we have time for one more? We have a lot of callers tonight. I'm so happy on our holiday show. We have a lot of callers tonight. This has been a really beautiful show. And I wanted to say that during a time when we need each other, we need community, we need to send love, we need to send healing to everybody. And like the last caller is a client of mine, and I just want to say sometimes I forget stuff because I'm a trans channeler, And I don't remember everybody all the time when everybody's calling in like this, but I do remember sending Mark a lot of love, and everybody tonight a lot of love, and we're all supporting everybody, and the Holy Spirit is amazing, and the Holy Spirit can heal us. So anyway, I just want you to know how much I love all of you and appreciate all of you calling in tonight. And we're going to take one more call right before the end. Okay, Steve's on the line. Okay, Steve, welcome. You're our last call. What's your quick question?
Hi, Kimberly. Thank you for what
you're
you do. I heard you on Jimmy Church.
You're the last call of the year. You're the last call of the year. You heard me on Jimmy Church last night. Okay.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I enjoy your work, too. Hey, this has been on my mind for a long time. I'd like to retire soon, but it's one of those things I don't know when. So I'm wondering if you see me doing that in 2026 or maybe what month?
Okay. So 2026, you retiring. Now, don't get mad at me. So 2026, you retiring. January, February, March, April, May, June, July. They're looking at more towards the end, if you were going to retire in 2026. And I don't know if that makes sense to you, because I don't know what you do, but they're going way to the end of the year. They start going, so no, when I was saying those months. And then when I said September, October, November, December, they start saying yes towards the end.
Okay.
And then when I say 2027, both eyes blink together, which is my God links. Yes, towards almost the end, almost like 2027, they're going yes. So 2027, you doing what you're doing right now, it's not going to be happening at all. So maybe you're getting ready towards the end of 2026, and then 2027, you're out.
Gotcha.
So I don't know if that's making sense.
It does to a point. I've been wanting to go sooner, but there's so many reasons to wait, and so that you kind of answered it. Yeah.
So yeah. So when I say, are you going to retire at the beginning of 2026? They're going no. Middle, no. Towards the end, yes, the guides are saying. Are you going to be working in your position you have right now in 2027? They're going no. Do you want to tell us what you do? Or no?
Yeah, I'm a postal worker. I've been there 35 years now, just the other day. 35 years.
Oh, yeah. They don't want you there in 2027. They're going no. They're going
I've been burnt out for 5 or 10 years. So,
bless your heart. Yeah, bless your heart.
Yeah.
But there's something about you edging out, and there's something else you're going to be doing. You're not going to be fully retired. There's some other kind of mission or activity you're going to be working in 2027. Something else you're going to be up to.
Yeah, well, I'm into healing work myself, and I'd like to get into that eventually. So.
Yeah, I see that. I do see that. I'm getting chills about that. So something else will be up to. You're not going to be totally like lounging around.
No, I plan on working part time somewhere anyhow. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, it's a very exciting time for everybody. And sometimes what we want is not what the guides want for us. They want something else for us. And sometimes it's a struggle within ourselves. And then we end up being healthier and feeling more relaxed. And that's what's happening for us. We're moving more into the fifth dimension. So, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, it's going to be a great year.
I said, you have a nice Christmas.
Oh, thank you. You listened to the Jimmy Church show last night. So thank you so much. That was a fun show. Thank you.
Yeah. Very, very neat story. Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. So thank you, everybody, for listening to our show tonight. I just want to say a couple words before we go. Please, if you haven't signed up for my newsletter, we have a lot of great events coming up next year. Just go to thehealingtrilogy.com and sign up there, and we'll be back on the air here in January with some really cool guests coming. And I'm really appreciative. I love all of you. Thank you for listening to our show tonight, and stay safe, and God bless you all. Thank you.